They just keep holding me. Won't let go.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 in Los Angeles and 98.7 in Santa Barbara. Right now we have joining us on the line are two members of the Coalition for Educational Justice, Kirti Baranwal and Juan Preciado. Welcome. Are you guys on the line?
Yeah.
We are. Thanks for having us.
And Kirti is a teacher at Gompers Middle School, and Juan is a student at Dorsey High School.
Yes.
So we wanted to just start out while you guys can talk about what's happening tomorrow and kind of what are your demands and what's going to be going on.
All right. Well, I'll begin. Well, we have four demands, CJ's campaign demands, and our four main demands are overcrowding, JROTC, and military recruitment on our campuses. And we also have specific demands for them to meet, which are get rid of the mini districts to save hundreds of millions of dollars, get rid of the clause in the LAUSD UTLA contract that says that the district can raise class size caps at any time as long as they can prove there's a fiscal crisis, and cancel plans to cut. They're canceling as of next year. LAUSD wants to cut two counselors from every school. So instead, we want them to hire one more counselor in all middle and high schools. And we want them to set up a formal district task force with heavy community representation to research the district money spent on JROTC and the distribution of JROTC programs across community of colors, and just to let them know how JROTC exploits and violates the students. And another one is to set up a formal district task force with heavy community representation to research how the district could work with other local districts to challenge the federal government and call for the No Child Left Behind military recruitment provision to be opt out rather than opt in. Because as of now, if for the No Child Left Behind Act, you have to sign an opt out form, which is really not student friendly. So we want to make it so that you have to opt in rather than having to sign out. And our last one is to set up a formal district task force with heavy community representation to research how much money the district would need to have a class size cap.
And this is for the Coalition for Educational Justice March and Rally that I understand is tomorrow, June 8th at 4 p.m. on the corner of 3rd Street and Beaudry, right?
Yes.
And then so I'm reading your press statement, and it says we won't stand for overcrowding classrooms. We're going to sit in the school board. We won't march for military, but you're going to march on the school board.
Yeah, that's our theme.
So give us, so you talked a little bit about demands. Give us a sense of this in terms of more specifically, how's that felt inside Dorsey High School? Like, what are the specific conditions in which you're sitting in day in and day out and your own run-ins with the JROTC?
Well, at my school, we don't have JROTC, but we do have military recruiters on our campuses, and they're constantly harassing us, trying to give us the Latino and Black card, trying to, you know, just trying to, like, relate to us when we don't even have college recruiters. We have military recruiters at our pep rallies. They're going during lunch to where we hang out. They're going to our classes to give presentations, and we feel that that's not necessary when we should have college recruiters, because they're really narrowing down our options, like the students' options, to making them think that the military is the only way out.
You know, for all of our listeners who don't know, Juan, why don't you break down what the Latino and Black card is?
Well, they'll just give you like the little Latino and Black card. That's basically just like they'll send a Latino and Black recruiter, and they'll just try to relate to you and say, yeah, I grew up with six brothers and sisters, I grew up in the ghetto, and the only way I got out the ghetto was by joining the military.
Which is really interesting, because if we think about what jobs are available in our communities, what do you see? You see either military recruitment, or you see these big banners going up and down Crenshaw Boulevard, you know, LAPD is hiring and whatnot. So it's this whole thing of it's policing only our community in the, you know, within the United States, but then also going and policing the U.S. interest abroad.
Yeah.
So in terms of this, the No Child Left Behind thing, and you were talking about this opt-in, opt-out waiver.
Yes.
I think that's a fresh way of me hearing how to think about it. Can you explain what, you know, briefly, maybe take 30 seconds on what the No Child Left Behind is, what information is shared, et cetera?
Yeah. Well, the No Child Left Behind Act basically says that when a student turns of the age 16, their information is given to the military, to the military branches. And if you do not want your information given, name, addresses, phone numbers, you have to sign out and you have to sign an opt-out form. But the form is not student-friendly, making it real difficult for the student and the parents.
And a lot of parents and students don't know about this, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like they advertise, and, hey, you can opt out, you know.
It's not known.
Right.
Yeah, and they sent them out. Like, for me, I got it a week before the deadline, and it was really hard for my mom to, like, understand this stuff since she doesn't really understand English, so.
So it's all sent out in English, then?
No, they have a Spanish form, but the Spanish, it's really hard.
Okay, so we have about a little bit over a minute left. Maybe if you can give, maybe Kirti, since we haven't heard from you, can tell us where folks are meeting. Why don't you start with that, and if we have a little bit more time, we'll keep going.
Sure. We're asking folks to meet us at 3rd and Beaudry in the alcove area between 3:30 and 4 o'clock, which is where we're going to start and march and picket. And just so folks know, tomorrow there's also a UTLA rally up at the board, and as we're talking about jobs in working class communities of color, people should know that LAUSD is talking about not only cutting counselors and nurses, which are working class jobs, but also cutting health benefits for janitors, for secretaries, for working class employees in the district, as well as teachers. And so we are working tomorrow with UTLA to really make sure that those benefits don't get cut for very solid working class jobs, as well as supporting the demand that $50 come back per child to the classroom, and that we get rid of the mini districts, which is tens of millions of dollars, which is money that is going into bureaucracy right now that should be coming into our classrooms to reduce class size, to make sure that kids have resources like books and counselors and things like that. And Coalition for Educational Justice has worked really hard with...
Kirti, why don't you give us your phone number, because we're about to get cut off in terms of time, so give us your phone number to reach you.
Sure, 323-377-9264.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Today we had Bob Wing and Linda Burnham, Kirti Baranwal and Juan Preciado. We have music by Red Guard, Cassandra Wilson, Bob Marley, and you're listening to Zap Mama. Please let us know what you think of the show. You can call us at 213-387-2800. And we would like to thank our producer, Alan Minsky, and our engineer, Maggie LaPique. See you next week. Thanks.